Chandu, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of White King Soap present for your enjoyment Chandu, the magician. Today, Chandu, master of illusion, offers you one of his mysterious and amazing tricks. Chandu calls this trick the Assyrian money changer, and it changes pennies into dimes. Want this trick? Want to mystify and entertain your friends? Want to be a magician like Chandu? All right, get that White King box top, send it with a quarter straight to Chandu, Los Angeles 21, and receive your first Chandu magic trick by return mail. What fun you'll have saying, "See this penny? I lay the penny on the table. Now I cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So coot, I say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Now it's a silver dime." The trick is easy. So easy a child can do it, but it is clever. So clever it is very hard to detect. Start your collection of magic tricks right now with Chandu's Assyrian Money Changer. Just send 25 cents in coin and a White King Soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Be sure to print your name and address plainly. Frank Chandler, known in the Far East as Chandu the Magician, has come to a small Balkan country on a secret mission to discover the identity of the man who has taken over Roxor's scheme of conquest. By his occult powers, Chandler has witnessed a quarrel between Jan Metsos, the foreign minister, and the baleful Dimitri over a scheme to kill young Nicholas Karowitz, formerly the crown prince. Soon after, Nicholas disappears. The following morning, Chandler, on his way down to the American consulate, leaves Bob and Betty Regent at the foot of the hill leading down from the gloomy, feudal castle where they are staying. At the edge of town, they are taken into the back room of a small, dark shop by a ragged gypsy under the pretext that he will show them where Nicholas has been taken. Now, having learned that they are to be held to extort money from Chandler, Bob and Betty are desperately trying to escape from the gypsy shop. Chandu, the magician.
Oh, Bob, we could never crawl through that little tiny window.
Oh, I know that. But if I broke the glass, I bet I could reach around outside and unbolt the door.
Well, hurry then. He'll be back here in a minute.
Oh, give me a scarf to wrap around my head.
Okay.
It's sure screwy to have a bolt on the outside of a door.
For all we know, he locks people in here all the time like
yeah.
this. Oh, Bob, there he is. He's probably got his gypsy wagon all ready.
Move over, Bats. Oh, that didn't make much noise. Now if I can just reach the bolt.
Can you? Can you tell where it is?
Ouch. I can feel the edge of the door, but... Yeah, there it is.
Push it back. Hurry up.
It's rusty, I guess. Oh, if I could just get a grip on it.
Oh, I wish I could help you.
It's just stuck. Oh, there. There, it's loosening a little.
Oh.
I think I've got it. Yeah. Now, see if the door will open.
Oh, you don't think there's another bolt?
Oh, swell. Come on, don't wait to see if he's hurt us.
I'm going to shut it again. It's so dark in there, he might not know that.
Well, shut it for Pete's sake, and let's get going.
Which way?
Oh, down here. I bet I can run faster than that gypsy, and you can, too.
We can't run on these cobblestones,
Bob. Oh, you think we can't? Well, this way. Through the alley.
Okay.
We ought to come out in the marketplace.
Is he coming, Bob?
Oh, don't look around. You'll fall down and break a leg.
Oh.
Slow down now. He won't start anything in the marketplace. It's full of people.
Now we can get that stationery from Mother. And she and Uncle Frank won't have to know how silly we were.
Oh, we won't get out of it that easily.
Why not? Nothing happened, really.
Oh, no? Nothing, except that we found out the gypsies have taken Nikki up to that mountain.
Oh, I forgot that. Bob, this isn't the marketplace. We're turned around.
Hey, that's right. I never saw a place where it was so easy to get lost.
What about Cairo? Oh, Bob, we left my scarf.
You want to go back and get it?
No. But Cairo made me think of it. I bought it there.
Well, it's too late now. Let's find somebody and ask where the American consulate is. Uncle Frank will probably...
Oh, Bob, look. Straight up the street.
Huh?
No, the heli one. Right there.
Well, for Pete's sake, we are dope. It's right in front of us. Come on.
Uncle Frank won't be angry when he finds out we know where Nikki is.
Yeah, he'll say I ought to have had better sense. And I should. Why can't I ever
learn... There he is at the gate. Uncle Frank, have you been waiting long?
No, but I'm glad you came along. I'm in a hurry.
Oh, wait till you hear. We found out where Nikki is.
You what?
The gypsies have taken him up to the mountain. You know, the one with the sword on the side of it.
Well, you can tell me about it on the way home.
Oh, wait, Uncle Frank. Oh, aren't you going to go back and tell somebody? Mr. Metzos?
Or Nikki's father?
We're going home.
Don't you believe us?
With all the talk in the marketplace, you could have heard anything.
We weren't in the marketplace.
Well, what have you been doing? Betty, didn't you get the stationery for your mother?
No, we... Well, something happened.
Let's go back and get it now. But listen, Uncle Frank...
Not now. If I find what I expect to at the castle, I'm coming right down here again to have a talk with Jan Metzos.
You wanted to see me, Karavitz? I cannot give you much time, but sit here.
No, thank you. Mr. Metzos, you must tell me. What have you done with my son?
If you read the newspaper this morning, you know I have soldiers searching...
One moment.
Yes?
What do you want? Haven't I agreed to everything that you've asked?
Yes, yes, indeed.
You rule as if you had the right.
I have the power.
Only because I abdicated to save the lives of my people. If I had given the word, you would still be fighting in the mountains.
There is nothing to be gained by this talk.
What more do you want of me?
I did not ask you to come here.
Where is Nicholas? Tell me.
That is something I would like to know myself.
You must know.
Perhaps he has gone into hiding. Perhaps he has convinced himself he can recruit men and restore the monarchy.
Nicholas knows that's hopeless now. He would not be so rash.
For his sake, I hope not. But he is rash. His journey to Tibet, for instance.
What do you mean?
You did not know of it? I did.
When was this?
Some months ago, before he returned from Paris. You see why I am not surprised that he should suddenly disappear.
He did not disappear. He was... He...
You have remembered something?
No. I meant he was miserable. He had been injured in that fall from his horse.
Karavitz, I have not been pleased with your son's recent behavior.
Because he is friendly with the Americans, Mr. Chandler and his family?
No, unless Mr. Chandler's niece and nephew have been filling his head with American nonsense.
Then what has Nicholas done?
When he is found, or if he is found...
You know where he is.
I was about to say, Karavitz, if Nicholas is found, you will find a way to convince him there will never be another king in this country.
Mr.
Neither
Metzos.
You, nor himself. I hope you understand me.
If you have had my son killed, I shall make no effort to restrain the people. Good morning, Mr. Metzos.
Might as well tell Mom right off the bat.
Oh, I hate to.
Well, she'll know there's some reason why we didn't get her at the stationery.
Her door's closed. Maybe she's asleep.
I'll peek in and see. Why, she's not here.
Oh, I thought she was going to stay in bed all day.
Bob,
Go down and ask Lugos if he knows where she is.
Okay.
She surely wouldn't go out anywhere, Uncle Frank. She'd know.
Well, what's that over there on the floor?
What?
Wait, Bob.
Huh?
Why, it's a key.
One of the keys I put in the chest downstairs the other day. What's it doing up here?
Gee.
Come along, we'll see. I'll have to try all these doors, I suppose. Oh, this one isn't locked. Dorothy!
Frank, I'm so glad you're back.
Mother! Doesn't she look uncanny standing there with a candle in the darkness?
Well, what is this place?
It's the old portrait gallery.
Well, what are you doing here, Dot? You're supposed to be in bed.
Oh, I told you I wouldn't stay in bed all day. I was walking down the hall and I thought I heard someone in here.
Mom!
Nobody could get in, Mother. Uncle Frank locked all the doors up here the other day.
I know. Here, light some of these candles.
Oh, Uncle Frank, do you think it could be...
Bob, no. Did you see anyone, Dot?
No, but it took me a while to find the right key.
Mother, weren't you scared to death?
Oh, I'd rather know who it was than sit downstairs expecting every minute that... Frank, what are you looking at?
This painting. It must be the first princess.
Princess?
The wife of the man who built the castle.
Oh, why, she's lovely. I don't believe she'd poison anybody.
Poison anybody? Well, who said she did?
I read it in that book. The history of the castle. You saw it. They said she poisoned her husband, the first Prince Ivan.
Oh, she looks almost Egyptian.
She was, or something like that. Prince Ivan brought her home from a crusade.
I wonder.
Frank, what on earth's the matter with you?
Dot, the entrance to that room may be right here.
What room? Not the one we saw that night in the crystal.
Exactly. The altar of black magic. And if that's where Nicholas is...
But, Uncle Frank, we told you the gypsy...
And I don't believe it for a second.
But the gypsy told us.
For reasons you know nothing about, I'm sure Nicholas is right here in this castle.
Would you like to be a magician? Would you like to mystify your friends with magic tricks? Chandu the magician has a magic trick for you. Chandu calls it the Assyrian money changer. It changes pennies into dimes. And we'll send it to you for just 25 cents and a White King box top. This trick is fascinating. Listen. You lay a penny on the table. Cover the penny with the mystic ruby block. So... Coot, you say. Then remove the block, and the penny's gone. Instead, you see a bright, shining silver dime. Wonderful, isn't it? And it's so simple, you can do it not once, but again and again and again. Your friends will never catch on. Now, to get Chandu's Assyrian money changer, just mail 25 cents in coin and the top from a box of White King soap to Chandu... Los Angeles 21, California. That's Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap. There is no soap like White King. You'll love White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Your announcer is Howard Culver. The makers of White King invite you to listen tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.